Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Human Rights Watch urges President Robert Mugabe's incoming government to take concrete steps towards fulfilling the country's human rights obligations, including repealing or amending oppressive laws such as the Public Order and Security Act.
The Mugabe administration that is coming into place now should prioritize human rights respect, should prioritize the fulfillment of human rights provisions in the new constitution, ensuring justice and accountability for human rights abuses.
A Zimbabwe anti-corruption commissioner appears before a Harare magistrate charged with breaching the Official Secrecy Act in a case in which local government minister Ignatius Chombo's wealth was being investigated.
And we give you the latest results in Castle Lager Premier Soccer League matches played today.
Human Rights Watch, an independent organization that monitors and reports rights abuses around the world, today wrote to President Robert Mugabe, urging his incoming administration to, quote, take clear, decisive measures to honor the country's human rights obligations. Human Rights Watch, in the letter, encourages Mr. Mugabe to carry out policies that encourage and not weaken freedom of the press, ensure that the rights to freedom of association and assembly are fully realized, and promote free expression and communication. The rights watchdog group says President Mugabe's government should immediately amend or substantially repeal repressive media and security laws to bring them in line with the new constitution. These include the Police Act, the Defense Act, the Prisons Act, the Public Order and Security Act, and the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, IPA, and the Criminal Codification Act.
President Mugabe has previously dismissed the demands for security sector reform as attempts at regime change by the West. Human Rights Watch also called on the new government to investigate all alleged rights abuses cases, including those from the 2008 presidential election runoff. Efforts to get a comment from President Robert Mugabe's spokesman George Charamba and Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa were futile as they did not answer their mobile phones. Human Rights Watch researcher Dewama Vinga tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Zimbabwe must reform.
Today, Human Rights Watch wrote and delivered by fax a letter to President Mugabe highlighting and recommending that the Mugabe administration that is coming into place now should prioritize human rights respect, should prioritize the fulfillment of human rights provisions in the new constitution, should look into issues of ensuring justice and accountability for human rights abuses, strengthen the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, as well as ensure that there is democratic space unfettered for civil society and human rights defenders to operate freely within Zimbabwe.
You are also talking about the reform of some laws such as the Police Act, the Defense Act, the Prisons Act, IPA and others. But talking about security sector reform, Mr. Mugabe has already dismissed this as meant to ensure that there is regime change in Zimbabwe.
Well, what we are saying is that this is merely an implementation and fulfillment of an existing law. The new constitution that was put in place on 22 May this year clearly says that in Section 208 that the police force, the army, the central intelligence, the prisons should be non-partisan, should be professional and independent in the discharge of their mandate and should not interfere in political affairs. So we are urging President Mugabe and his administration to ensure that this is implemented, this is operationalized into law through amendments of the relevant acts.
Reacting, ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo tells Blessing Zulu that reforms will surely be implemented, but adds they won't be dictated by the West.
Well, our view is that the government will look into everything,
And obviously, we could come up with some policies and guidelines as to how we can tackle these issues. But we can't predetermine what government should do, what government should not do. People in government will look and examine all the suggestions, proposals that are put forward by society. But obviously, we are not going to accept things which are being proposed by outsiders to try and change the way we run our government. We have a government, we are a sovereign state, we are independent, so it is up to us to see what is good for Zimbabwe and what is not good for Zimbabwe. It's not for outsiders to come and poke their noses into our affairs.
But their argument is that Zimbabwe is a signatory to a number of some of these international laws, and as a result, it has to obey them.
Yes, it all depends. Everything must be based on the concrete situation that is there. We are not going to accept to change the Defense Act just because some other countries or some other convention has said we should change those. You know, we have certain basic security interests that we have to preserve.
That was ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo in Harare.